Used to spend my nights at the barroom. Liquor was the only love I'd known. Dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom. Dun, dun. And brought me back from being too far gone. Dun, dun, dun. You're as smooth, dun, dun, as Tennessee whiskey. Dun, dun. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. Dun, 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 dun. You're as warm as a glass of brandy. Dun, dun. And honey, I stay stoned on your love all the time.
I love it.
I love it, dude.
I love it, man.
Thank you, man.
Of
thank
course.
You.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
Were you just listening to it?
I listen to that song regularly.
I know. It's on the regular playlist.
Regular,
there, man.
Yeah. It's just in my playlist, and I shuffle it, and at least once a day it comes on.
You on Spotify, or are you like you have music in your phone?
Both.
Both?
Both, yeah. I got Apple Music and Spotify.
I get tired of all the young fucks telling you, why you want music on your... I go, because I buy music. That's I bought music. I got CDs. I've got cassettes.
Of course.
I don't have A-tracks.
I wish I still had A-track. I remember my Nono had A-track. I used to love it, right?
No, you're wondering, like, where the hell they are. They got to be in a box somewhere.
Who knows where they are? I'm sure that my mother's got some A-track system boxed up and stashed somewhere in her house in her basement.
Dude, welcome back, man.
Thank you,
always man. A pleasure to see you. I love you, dude.
I love you guys, too.
You know, you're just a nice fucking person, man.
Thank you.
Why don't you just be a dick once in a while?
I try to be from time to time. You know, I feel like life almost forces me to be a dick sometimes when I just really want to be happy. I feel like life is already so fucking hard enough, and we already deal with so much hardship on a daily basis that it's better to just try to be positive and have a good mindset about it. But sometimes you just got to be a dick, man.
How are the boys? Everybody fine?
Yeah, they're good.
Last time I saw you, I was passing by to get some swag to you.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And stuff like that.
They still talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
So they're good. They're amped. It's going to be a really, really busy season.
So we got a lot of snow.
Yeah, we got
a lot of homes that weren't built properly. Or a lot of homes that were waterproof incorrectly.
Oh, I just saw a couple over the last couple of days that were already waterproofed by a reputable company. And
like they did it last year?
Like right before, like in November. The one I went to go see yesterday.
And they're leaking?
In November, and they're leaking. But like, really, really, you could tell just from what you can see at the top. Okay.
The evidence is there.
Oh, 100%. For me, it is. For the homeowner, not necessarily, but for me, it is. So definitely, as it continues to get warmer, the phone's probably going to explode.
Do you get a little frustrating that because you're trying to educate the clients, yeah, too, that what I provide is a one-off. It's, yeah, a one-time. I do it. I get here. We take care of it. You'll never have to deal with me.
One shot.
If you can share who did it and we did it correctly and tell your friends, your neighbors, yeah, everybody, Facebook groups, it helps my business. It's, yeah, great. But the majority of the industry is homeowners that they hire the cheap, fast, it's quick crap.
It's always the cheapest. And it's okay, I get it. Economy is shit. Everybody wants to save money, and waterproofing is pricey. It's not a cheap scope of work, but saving money now, saving a couple thousand now, it literally costs you tens of thousands
later
on.
And insurance don't get involved.
They don't give a they
don't care.
They will help you with finishing the interior again, but the source of the problem, they literally have nothing to do with it. So the foundation work that you need to fix it, for them to come in and redo the basement so it's better, they basically leave you all to dry.
What percentage do you think of clients that actually go through a flood because of these reasons?
Mm-hmm.
And everyone should be really aware of this because we had a typical Canadian winter.
Yes.
So we've got a lot of moisture coming.
Oh yeah.
Simple as that. We're into March now. So
it's coming.
It's coming, right? How many clients do you think, what percentage? Do you think over 50, under 50, when they get the insurance and they take care of everything, they fix everything, but they still don't waterproof?
Oh, it might even be more than 50%, for sure.
They'll still just renovate the whole basement again. The insurance 100%. Covered that, but we don't care that it's going to flood again in the future.
100%.
That's sad.
It's very sad. It's definitely over 50%. Definitely over. And, you know, because the insurance is only giving you so much money, and then you want to utilize that money to put the basement back together. And then a guy like me comes into waterproof, and if it's like a whole perimeter, you're in the $25,000 to $30,000 range.
Nah, man, back in my early days, it was like 30 to 40.
Yeah.
To be done properly.
To be done properly, for sure. So
depending on how much you had to excavate or how many things you had to move.
Exactly.
Walkways, all that kind of crap.
There's a couple different factors, you know, stuff with pool equipment, and then you got to break up concrete patios, or there's so many factors that play into the cost, but you're definitely in the $25,000 and up range. So
just then accept it.
They see that number, and then they see insurance only giving them $30,000, and they're like, okay, well, I don't want to fucking spend 25 out of that 30. I want to put my basement back together. And so they don't do anything to rectify the problem. And then, you know, the next big thaw or the next torrential rainfall like we had in July.
Oh, remember, we had two.
Oh, two, back last, to back, within back 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It was.
And I loved it. I told you, last time that you guys were here, I was like, I love it.
I did too.
It shines a spotlight on poor workmanship, bad companies, and stupid clients.
But you know what, though? It shines a light on the poor workmanship, but some of these homeowners, they don't care. They literally only care about that dollar amount. And
because they might be moving, selling.
So I a lot of the time you get those guys that do like a half-ass job and they pay the cheapest guy because they're moving and they just need to drive for the walkthrough. Cool. I mean, I understand where they're coming from. It's still a shitty move, but, and then new homers all the time. Oh, we've been here. This is the first spring we've been here and we're seeing all this water. Sure. You bought the house in January. Everything was frozen.
Everything
and now you're stuck.
Photoshop nicely.
Oh, everything.
There, everything's fine.
Of course.
Nobody ever thinks about this shit.
Nobody cares.
And doing, we're getting, nobody knows who the fuck I'm talking to. I haven't fucking introduced you. Aquastop. That's who we're talking to.
Yes,
we're obviously talking about waterproofing.
Yes, sir.
No, Antonio's back. What is it, your third time?
Fourth time.
Yeah, man, you're more than welcome. Come back anytime.
I love it here, man.
Shit. So just share the information, Aquastop, and on IG, Aquastop Waterproofing.
IG is aqua.stop. Facebook is Aquastop Waterproofing and Construction. Aquastopwaterproofing.ca.
Email.
aquastopwaterproof@gmail.com or antonio@aquastopwaterproofing.ca.
That's it. Let me do, I got Noah's hat. I'm wearing his hat.
Breakaway.
He does training, but he also does construction too, right?
So beautiful.
I've been trying to share all these little comments that have been coming up, and let me share a couple here about show number 701, which was a Safety Corner show. Kenna, KennaSCIMENTO 2188. I don't live far from where that incident occurred. It definitely jaw-dropping how the MOL, the township, and the police let that case easily slide, not to mention the workers' own union seems pretty strange. Mm-hmm. The employee's supervisor should have been held accountable. Rest in peace to those workers and condolences to the families affected by this tragedy. Nicely done shedding some light on the report. Would be right to see an appeal and some real charges brought against a responsibility. I don't know if you've been listening, but I always disagree with the fines that are handed out.
Yeah.
And I'm always adding an extra zero, but it's like loss of life is loss of life, right?
Drastic.
I just want to share show number 673 with Steve Mello. People's handles, man. Rehabilitated Behavior 8982.
Okay.
I hope this brother's comedy career takes off. This is Steve Mello. He's fucking hilarious. Have you met him?
I haven't met him, but
he's fucking hilarious.
He's fucking hilarious.
I talk to him almost every week. We just shoot the shit back and forth. I hope this brother's comedy career takes off. Funny as fuck and seems like a cool, solid dude. Type of brother I would enjoy working with.
Definitely.
And then also he left another message for me, right? So at @TCL_ the construction life. You're a great host, brother. $. I'm a fan of the channel and content and subscribe. God bless, bro. Keep doing your thing. Let me just do two more so I can wrap up this page here, man. And then at @JPG5383. You know these numbers all reflect your PIN numbers, right?
They very well may.
Probably.
Yeah. I would think they would, right?
So nice to see Pork Chop supporting each other, man. And keep it up with the artista. Artista. And then the last one is at Saint McQueen 671. Great show. I'm a chop and also in the trade union here in the U.S. The union changed my life for the better. I make awesome money. Leave Canada. leave Canada and come to the U.S. We don't get taxed as bad as you guys. A lot of Canadians moving down here. Anyways, God bless. And he's like, you ain't fucking wrong there.
Hey, huh? Man, you can't even deny it.
Trump's trying to fucking put universal no income tax across the fucking country. Isn't that the best idea ever?
I mean, I would be a huge supporter of that.
He'll never come to Canada.
I don't think it'll ever happen here. I mean, kudos to him for potentially trying to do it. If he does, I think that would change a lot of people's lives. But the odds of it happening here, I think, are very, very slim to none. Slim to none.
How is it being a business owner these days, man? It's fucking hard. You start seeing your bottom line, man. And now you're getting letters from the CRA, our tax version of the tax man down there, the IRS, right? And they're just constantly asking for fucking money.
And then, you know, it's funny because, like, yeah, they're always busting your balls for their money. And that's cool. We have to pay our money anyways. Okay, I get it.
You have to pay a fair share.
A fair share.
And I want to see the services being implemented for the use of that.
That's what I mean. Like, you go drive down my street where I live in Hamilton, you can't even park on the fucking road because the snowbanks are still, they haven't even cleared my street. So I'm like, okay, I get it. I'm a side street tucked away in the middle of the community. That's cool. But still, even, I mean, if it didn't start to melt, I couldn't even park on my street.
What do you think is the reason? Because we saw, obviously, Olivia Chow there, Toronto's mayor.
Yeah.
Like, she was going and complaining how they haven't been cleared yet. And yeah. I'm like, excuse me, miss. That's your fucking job.
Definitely, that's right. Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
So why are you complaining about what you didn't do right in your job?
Yeah. Yeah, it's sad. It's sad.
Did they take money away from the budget because the last two winters we had were very mild?
I feel like that may have played a role because the last two winters we had were not typical Canadian winters.
We had one storm maybe each season.
That's it. And it wasn't even a huge one like the one we just got. Which the one we just got, compared to when I was a kid, was nothing.
That was a typical one.
It was a normal everyday snowfall in the winter. But just, you know, You want us to pay our taxes? I'm cool with that. I want my business to continue, and I don't want any bullshit from the government.
I'm not cool with it. I'll never be cool with it.
I'm as cool as I have to be with it because there's nothing I can do to change it right this second.
I think if any dollar has to leave this country to go help another country,
it's crazy.
I think the entire country gets to vote whether we do it or not.
I would
basically say no.
Oh, I would say no right away.
I would rather see money being put towards military, homeless.
Homeless for sure.
You know what I mean?
People military, in need. Veterans.
Yeah.
I think there's so many Canadians that are in need of just even
they're
help.
Far more important than other people in other country. I'm sorry.
I completely agree. It is what it is. It's not that we don't care about people in other countries. Of course, we want everything to be fair, but.
But they have a country and they have a governing body and they should be taking care of them.
100%.
We don't need to be laundering money right in front of the Canadian citizens.
That's right. Just like I don't expect anybody to take care of my kids other than myself. It's the same thing, right? So it would be nice to see the people in our home country get helped prior to anybody else. But I don't think they'll ever give us the option of having to vote because they know that the majority is probably going to say no.
Were you surprised by the recent election for the premier?
Nothing surprises me when it comes to politics anymore. You know, it's nothing surprises me, which is, I think, very, very sad to say. I don't think anybody with half a brain, bless you,
thanks,
has a lot of faith in our government. And you can't blame us.
You'd be surprised.
But yeah,
people are still giving the status quo a chance.
Yeah, but I don't feel like I don't think their brain is functioning at 100%.
I think it is. But it's individual.
That's true. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Listen, man, it's kind of like being on Let's Make a Deal. Like government officials are going on the show, the game show, Let's Make a Deal. All you young people can look it up. And you got three doors there.
Yeah.
You got Monty.
Yeah.
Door number one, door number two, door number three. And there's three stacks of money.
Yeah.
Which one do you want to pick?
Yeah.
And I think when you throw a lot of money at human beings, they don't give a shit if it's right or wrong.
Yeah. I think very sad to say, but I feel like there are still some core people that, like, money's not going to move me in a direction that I don't want to go. Of course, we all need money, but I like my principle and my morals a lot more than my bank account. So,
but it would make your life a lot easier for everybody, right? Your kids and
it
people
would,
around
but,
you.
But the karmic repercussions for that might not supersede the amount of money and being able to take care of my kids a little bit better than I already am. If I could work a little bit harder and still provide for my kids where I can die a respectable man, I'm okay with that. And I still have my morals and my principles, right? Yeah. But not everybody thinks like that, though, which I think is sad.
Attention homeowners and businesses. Are you looking for top-notch electrical contracting services you can trust? Consider the expert tradesperson behind Effect Electric LTD. They take pride in delivering quality, service, and professional installation on time and on budget. From Kohler generators to main service upgrades or network data installation, they do it all. With years of experience and a commitment to excellence, Carlo and his team at Effect Electric LTD are your go-to professionals for all your electrical and generator needs. Effect Electric LTD is an authorized Kohler home energy generator dealer. Kohler has air-cooled 26 RCA units, the quietest, the most powerful, and exceptionally durable generator with 109 amps max power on liquid propane. Custom color options, camouflage options, and every generator Kohler makes is built to last and is equipped with a commercial-grade engine. Call Effect Electric LTD today at 416-508-7725 or visit them at effectelectricltd.kohlergeneratordealer.com. Let's build something great together. This message is proudly supported by The Construction Life.
Sad. Money, because
I
money.
Think once you're corrupted, once you're given, like, I mean, our tax employment is twice as big as the American one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we have a tenth of the population that they do.
Which I think is crazy. Like, that's a crazy statistic when you think about it.
I love seeing all the little videos on social media of all the U.S. government personnel losing their jobs. And I'm like, oh, so the fun's over, the ride's over.
Yeah, now what?
You know, go get a real job now. Yeah. And then all they cry about is like, we're making a difference. We're really helping. We really care. No, you guys had a job where you basically didn't do fuck all.
They did nothing.
You didn't work and you had a paycheck. Mm-hmm. Plus you had a pension.
Yeah, and a good paycheck and a good pension as well. Very a lot better than we're gonna
get. Which is really sad because you start seeing a lot of people that work in construction that are hardworking individuals.
Oh, yeah.
They just want to provide for their loved ones and themselves. They want to be able to, you know, buy an extra house as an income property. They want to buy possibly a cottage, yeah, or they possibly want to set up. Like, I have conversations with trades all the time that have maybe two or three kids, and when they plan a vacation, we're talking like tens of thousands of dollars it's going to cost for the airfare,
100%.
Accommodations. I'm used to like one ticket, one room. That's, yeah, like, I just, it's very affordable for me.
For sure.
For families,
it's hard. Everything that has to do with, especially when you have a family to take care of and you just want to provide the best that you can and you're working your ass off to do that, it's still an uphill battle just to be able to provide a little bit for your family. Like, I have two kids and, you know, sometimes I think, like, fuck, if I wasn't making at least the money that I'm making now and I was just working a regular 9-to-5 and clearing $750 a week after taxes, what? I wouldn't know what the fuck I'd do. What?
I know.
I really, like, what, you're basically living on debt and plastic money?
But then what happens if you get hurt?
That's the thing. Then you're really screwed. So then you, like, really have to make sure that you're able to work. And you have to work like that until you're 65, 70 years old then.
And you shouldn't have
to. No, I agree. Like, even, you know, taking your full pension at 65, a lot of these people can't live on a pension, especially if their house isn't paid off
or their rent. When we get to that age there, I'm telling you right now, there isn't going to be an old age security.
I don't think so either.
There isn't going to be a pension.
I don't think so.
I think if you're a contractor, a trades or whatever, the union route is good,
yeah,
because it's kind of stable there. But that union is also possibly going to disappear with robotics coming into the mix.
I think that's a very, very high, there's a high chance of that.
Nobody really wants to talk about it, but I'm like, listen, there's a lot of, I kind of get sick about, you know, I'm not a fan of STC, Steel's Trades College.
Neither am I.
And they started promoting quite a bit more now. And they're talking about how job placement, they keep on saying job placement within 3 months. And you spend $14,000. And it's not true. It's not true. You're not ready for job placement after 3 months of being in that training program.
No
right?
way. No way. There's no way. I don't think 3 months is long enough. And then can they really justifiably guarantee every single person that attends?
No, they can't.
That's what I mean.
Marketing-wise, they can.
For sure. Marketing-wise, they can. But, like, in retrospect, they can't. And I just don't think 3 months is enough time for you to be...
3 months on site.
On site is different.
With an established person.
That's what I mean.
Who's actually training them.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's far more valuable.
Hands-on, for sure. Like,
you know, years ago, I had an idea to actually do a school on site.
Oh, I think that would have been an amazing idea.
I was talking to Jim about it. Wow. And then it was recently, there was a framer that was on the show. I won't mention any names or whatever, but he's teaching there now. he took a position.
Wow.
Because he wanted to make ends meet. He was struggling in the trade, and the economy, projects weren't getting started.
Yeah.
Because of the whole development bullshit. So he took a position, and then he reached out, and we got talking for a little bit. And I was like, listen, here's my opinion. And then sure enough, he goes there for the first week, and my opinion was just unfolded right in front of his eyes.
Wow.
And he goes, it's bad, Manny. And I was like, I know. That's what I have a problem with. That it's a nice business model.
Yeah.
It's fucking great. Pick out, figure out what color you want your Porsche. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
as a business model, you're going to make pure cake. But you're literally taking, you're stealing $14,000 or whatever it is. It's from 12 or 14. I can't remember exactly what the figure is. They've got five or six trades. They got five or six. I think there's a new location now, wow. Further north now. They're turning out 300 kids per 3 months.
Wow.
Do the math.
That's a lot.
It's almost $10 million a year.
That's a lot.
A year.
A year.
So that's what I'm saying. Pick your color. You can even get the matching stitching in the seats. Get the upgrades. You know what I'm talking about,
for
right?
For sure.
Ceramic. You know, like you
for sure.
Pick your upgrades and shit.
Yeah.
But that's not taking care of the industry. And it's then these not. Kids are blinded. They actually believe that they're going to be site ready in 3 months. And I'm like, you're not fucking site ready. So he was there, and then he reached out. We got talking. He goes, man, why don't you just start it? Like, let's start a school. I was going, dude. And I explained the whole idea. Jim and I talked about it over beers and shit. We were shooting the shit. And, oh no, actually, it wasn't beer. He was some Ukrainian grappa, like a thing.
Oh,
I
was like, dude, man. Can't go wrong. Can't go wrong with that. You can't go wrong with that.
But good ideas were flowing.
For sure. Right?
Good ideas were flowing. Alcohol and good ideas are always
amazing
in the same bed. And all of a sudden, we just ultimately, we got to the lawyers.
Yeah.
We got into what if a kid gets hurt and all this other shit. And what if you got to almost vet these kids and figure out which ones are not going to be. Maybe you don't belong in construction.
Oh, for sure.
And there is that question to be asked.
Of course.
Not everybody is designed to be in construction on the job site.
No way.
But you can be associated with construction in a different aspect.
For sure. There's different avenues in construction that they can take. But to actually physically be on site and get shit done, you have to be a certain type of person to do it.
Yeah. Do it for your business. Like you,
for sure.
When you're looking for a new body to be working for you,
oh, yeah.
It's not just a matter of sitting down and going, all right. Yeah,
well, I don't even do that. I just bring them to site.
Yeah, you want to see how they are.
For sure, 100%. I'd say, go over there and dig that. That's basically it. That wheelbarrow, fill it and push it. Run it into the trailer. It's. I'll never do like an interview like this.
It doesn't make any sense.
I can't. It just, for me, for what we do, it doesn't make any sense.
But they're still also, they're using the guise of labor shortage. I'm like, there's no such fucking thing as labor shortage.
I don't think there is a labor shortage. I really don't. I don't think there is a labor shortage. There's a lot of people that want to work, and there's a lot of people that are willing to work. I don't know why they keep pushing that labor shortage agenda. I really, really don't. I don't. And there's a lot of work out there. It's not
because
like,
there's government funding
that's
associated with achieving those labor. I don't like seeing posts that saying this will solve, this will contribute, this will assist with labor shortage.
I think it's
and
a lie.
I'm like, it's kind of like I'm driving my car and then someone starts changing my tire that's never flat.
Yeah, yeah.
Why are you doing that?
Why?
Stay the fuck away. My car's perfectly fine.
100%.
The industry is fine. What we need is more support of the people to educate the next generation. And we all say this all the time. You're always learning every single day.
Every single day.
So even a person who's been in the business 10 years can teach someone who's just getting in for the first year.
100%. 100%.
I sent another letter to Pierre.
Oh, did you?
Wanting to sit down.
And what did he say?
I haven't heard.
He hasn't replied, eh? I think that would be an epic conversation.
He hasn't. I don't even want to get him on the show.
Just for yourself.
I think it's just, I want to present to him. I want to talk to him about the mentorship program. I want to talk about how I want to get all the older tradespeople before they get out, or if they get out, to get them to be compensated to educate a bunch of younger tradespeople.
I think I would have no problem with my tax dollars going to something like that. I think that's needed. I think it's very needed, and those people aren't going to be around for much longer. So, you know,
get that knowledge out.
You need it because if you see some of the younger guys now on sites today, without having somebody like that to guide them, and infrastructure might take a huge hit in the next 20 years because that knowledge was just never taught to anybody, and then it's all gone.
I had a guy recently on the show, young guy. Wasn't a fan of him. 24, and I asked him a question about how long are you going to stay in this industry? And he was already planning to get the fuck out before he was 40.
Oh, really?
And I just asked him, like, what are you going to do? And he goes, I don't know, some entrepreneur stuff or something like that. This is my biggest problem. Instead of saying labor shortage, I think the government should be saying, why are the trades not staying in the industry as long as the older trades from the 80s and 90s? Because those guys are all 60s now, right?
Yeah. Some of them are still doing what
they're doing. They're still doing it. They're still running around, going to the job site, supervising.
For sure.
Educating when they... Jim does that all the time. He loves doing that shit. It's important. And he's 70.
It's important.
He's 70. He's got 50 years of experience. And I'm like, dude, if you want to crack open his head and figure out what he's learned over the years, I mean, he's adapted to technology. He's learned new tricks with new materials. But he's constantly... He's probably always the oldest guy. In the room.
Probably.
But he's a wealth of knowledge. And that's and there's tens of thousands of gyms out there. And that's who you need to get after.
Those are the guys we need. Those are the guys we need to...
But that'll convince that kid to stay longer than 40.
I think so,
but
yeah.
But not in the aspect of swinging the hammer. It's not about that. I'm not saying that. It's about building a brand.
Of course, I agree 100%. I mean, I don't want to sling a shovel for the rest of my life either. But I can never picture myself not in construction. You know, that the majority of the people that I know that are really, really making moves right now, I don't think any of them would say, oh, well, yeah, in 10, 20 years, I'm not going to be doing anything that's associated with construction anymore. But there are the few.
But you're talking about people like in their late 30s, 40s,
like me. Yeah.
Yeah. But you talk to any 20-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're bailing before they're 40.
I think part of it plays a role that they don't have somebody like that to guide them. They don't have
somebody showing them a path.
That's right, yeah. Like putting them on the right path, giving them the guidance that they need so that I think a lot of that is stemmed from fear of just working hard and fear of not being able to keep up. But if you have somebody who's guiding you and putting you on that right path and teaching you and you're gaining that knowledge as you go, you get more comfortable and more, you believe in yourself a little bit more to be able to be a long-standing person in the industry who can potentially end up using their knowledge and teaching somebody in 50 years to another 20-year-old, which I think is very important. Like, that's why I try to, these young guys that I have, I try to guide them and show them that, listen, I know this isn't the fucking easiest job right now, but you don't have to necessarily sling the shovel forever, and you could still be a major, major factor in the construction industry and still take care of a family very, very well. And you don't have to break your back until you're 70 years old. And then you could school your kids and their friends. And I think it's important. I think it's, I had that. And if I didn't, I hated them at the time. Oh, who knows where I'd be right now.
Different.
And I hated those people because they were the, you know, constantly drilling you, and it was always like, oh, what the fuck. But then, like, I'm so grateful for them now. My life would have been completely different if I didn't have those people in my life.
Thank you for the cannolis, by the
They're
way.
They're fire, eh?
From what, Simply Italian?
Simply Italian Bakery.
I gotta try out the deep fried ravioli.
Oh, I'm telling you, you go there and you say, Antonio from Aquastop told me to come try
the Where deep is fried. It in Hamilton?
It's right on Ottawa Street. Right between.
Can't miss it?
No, you can't miss it. It's between Barton and Cannon on Ottawa Street.
Thank you, man.
Those raviolis are top tier. Top tier.
You know what? I've been in this game long enough that I really appreciate seeing certain companies doing really well today.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen overnight. No. I met these companies in my first year of construction 15 years ago, right? Yep. And these companies were just ideas then.
Yep.
Right? So I encourage the young people, you know, to pay attention to these big corporations. I call them big corporations now because they're probably 20 plus employees now.
That's big.
One is, you know, in the roofing industry, one is in the concrete industry. And I'm like, that's the possibility of what you can build. And if you really think about it, a lot of these people that were tradespeople swinging the hammer in their early days and just getting started, but they had a vision, they had a dream for of sure. what they really want to create. These are just business owners. They're entrepreneurs. They figured out how to create a strong, solid business that could be, you know, given to somebody else.
For sure.
That could be bringing in more personnel. And recently they started putting more ads out for help. They want to hire. They're hiring now.
Yep.
Meanwhile, we've got this kind of, there's two ends. There's a spectrum going on here. A lot of guys are not busy. A lot of guys are extremely busy.
Yes.
So when I see there's two ends here going on, I'm like, you know what? It's just the mindset of the individual.
100%.
The work is there. Go fucking chase it.
100%.
But I think this young trade, the young trades don't, want to ask the questions of these businesses. And I'm like, these businesses, they want to be asked these questions because they want to share this knowledge.
Of course. Of course.
So find out how they grew.
You know, the good guys want to see everybody win. If somebody can come and ask me a question and my answer can potentially switch their mind to veer them in a position where they can potentially become successful utilizing something that I've said to them, I think that's an incredible feeling. But I know a lot of guys that are fully capable and are really, really skilled, but they don't have the drive or the mental fortitude to make it work. But they're fully capable of doing it. But I think mindset is everything.
In their head, they're like, I'm out of here before I'm 40.
Could be that, or they just don't have faith in themselves, or they're not, you know, you have to be okay with failing once in a while. You have to be okay with a little bit of struggle and push to get through that door. Nobody's going to fucking just open it for you. Sometimes you got to kick that thing down.
You still got to do it yourself.
That's what I mean.
I'm not saying go to these people to get them to give you all the answers.
No, but just for some motivation.
Yeah.
For
just
sure.
Spark your conversation, sparks ideas so you can go back and go, you know what? This is when I first met these individuals and they started telling me what they wanted to build, I saw it.
Yeah.
I saw today.
Yeah.
I literally saw when they explained it to me. I saw it. And I'm like, if you continue down this path and you continue growing this way and you start focusing on how these are the kinds of clients you want to get.
Yeah.
Build the future you dream of with Generation Construction. Your home is where life happens, where your style shines, and where your future begins. Whether it's your first home, a space for growing family, or a place all your own, you need a builder who understands your vision and brings it to life. At Generation Construction, they ensure your home is everything you've imagined. Greg, the visionary behind Generation Construction, knows that today's homeowners, they want more than just walls. They want a space that reflects who they are. At Generation Construction, they don't just build houses, they craft homes that are uniquely yours. With a reputation for excellence, trust, and a commitment to working with the best, Generation Construction offers a seamless, stress-free experience that ensures your home stands strong for years to come. Contact Generation Construction today at 705-961-5562 in the Muskoka area and 647-381-0361 in the Greater Toronto Area, or visit them at www.generationconstructionltd.com. For inquiries, email Greg at greg@generationconstructionltd.com. Let's build your dream project together. This message is proudly supported by The Construction Life. But it brings me up to my next point. It's hard economic times right now, and clients will always choose the cheapest price. And then when a lot of people have been reaching out to me asking me, who would you recommend, right? Yep. And there's always whoever pops in my head first, whoever's been through the show or people that I know.
For sure.
And I'm like, here, just reach out to this person. But then they'll follow it by saying, but they're too expensive. And I'm like, listen, you're not talking to the right person then.
That's right.
Right? Because I will never recommend somebody that is going to do a shit job that's going to fail anytime soon.
That's right.
I'm always going to recommend somebody that has quality, loyalty, and they'll commit to what they're going to do. And yes, they're going to be more expensive than the average person out there.
100%. You want to buy a car, you can either buy a fucking Honda or you can buy a Ferrari. Still going to do the same thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, the quality supersedes your budget sometimes. But I hear it all the time, and I hear so many people like, oh, you know, Antonio, I really, really liked what you...
What percentage do they want you to drop your price?
Oh.
Like a lot? Like, do they realize it's your profit?
I think they may realize it's my profit. I just think they don't give a shit about my profit. They care more about their pocket, which... In retrospect, I can understand. I think in regards to referrals, I would say less than 10% ever try to haggle me down a referral. But like these people that are coming through like my Google page or my website or my Instagram, I would say a little over 50% will haggle me on my price and then I don't budge. And they either go and read my Google reviews or I give them a few references and they say, okay, cool, we want you to come in and do it. Or they don't, and then 25% of that 50% will call me 6 months down the road and say, fuck, Antonio, I should have just went with you. Can you please come and get this situated for me?
Because it's falling apart.
Oh, just leaking instantly. I've had people where I've gone to price a job, they didn't go with me. Right after the rains, boom, they call me and say, you know what, Antonio? Yeah, we went with so-and-so. Can you please come and take a look? Because it's leaking. And then I got to even price you a little bit more now because I got to rip all that shit off.
It costs more.
It costs you way more. I got to rip it all off and start from scratch. So that's why you saved a couple thousand now. And we're only talking about a couple thousand, right? Like, you know, at $50 a linear foot less than I'm coming in at 20 feet, that's $1,000. So you saved $1,000. Now I'm still charging you my 200 a linear foot, but I'm also charging you labor and disposal for everything that I got to rip off. And now you're
paying more.
You're $3,000 in the whole.
Why do you think, is it just the price or is it because that other company presented themselves as if they're just as good as you?
You know what? I think it may be a little bit of both. It's very easy in my industry to make it seem like you know what you're doing. And a lot of the work is hidden, right? A lot of the work, once you backfill, you don't see that shit except for the top.
And you won't know if it's a good job
until it's too late. So I feel like it's a little bit of both. I think price for sure with the economic times now is probably a huge factor. And again, I can relate to that. Sure, economy isn't the greatest and money's hard to make. But, you know, it's easy. Like, I don't go with brochures and shit. I don't do any of that. But it's easy for these companies to come in. Like, I've seen like 10-page brochures of the steps and pictures and guys in the hole with really clean shirts. And so they may be.
Really?
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah. The guy just showed me a pamphlet at his house. Yeah, so do I.
I know, like, even if I were to walk into a hole, I'm going to get some shit on me.
Dude, I literally, just the other day, this guy showed me a brochure at his kitchen table. And he's like, okay, do you do this process? So they have pictures of, like, cleaning the wall, hydraulic cement, aqua block, fiberglass mesh, yellow jacket. And the guy applying the yellow jacket, pristine. And I'm like, it doesn't even look like he's really doing that.
That's impossible.
It's and you know, he's like, listen, these guys are like $30 a linear foot less than you. But then, like, there's other things that you see. Like, I'm giving 25-year warranty for exterior. This guy's saying 10. But he's saying he's using the same product as I am. So why am I offering 15 years more? What are they skipping that they're saying only 10? Right? So, yeah, they may be presenting themselves a lot better. And that's cool. You know, all the power to you. But I feel like the work speaks for itself. You know, my referral base speaks for itself. I don't need the brochure. I don't need, you know, go look at my Instagram. You'll see all these four or five pictures that you're seeing in the brochure. I got 600 of each of those on my Instagram.
Do you ever tell the clients when they say, listen, we'd like to go with you. We can't go with you. You're too expensive. We're going to go with the other person.
I say, good luck. Call me if it leaks.
You actually say that?
100%. I've said it to 1,000 people.
Call me if it leaks.
Call me if it leaks.
You'll still go back? You're not bitter about them hiring the wrong person?
You know what? I'm not bitter because I think that comes with the territory. It comes with the game. You're not going to get them all. But I think when I relay that message to them, like, okay, good luck to you. I hope it works out. Call me if it leaks. When it does leak, they're like, fuck, I got to call this guy now. And then when I go there, I'm not bitter because not only did you not take my advice, and cool, I lost that job, but now I'm getting it. And now for wasting my time that last time, the money that I got to charge you to remove all that shit, it makes up for my time, right? But some of them I'll never call back. Some of them I won't go. If they rub me the wrong way or the way they relay that to me, like, oh, you're too fucking expensive. I'm going to go with so-and-so. Or a buddy told me that he's going to. If you come off to me like an asshole, I won't tell you.
With people.
No,
like that.
I don't even. Oh, that's. Oh, it re-leaked, my bad, but I called this guy. You know, I'm too busy. Sometimes I won't even answer the phone. I'll put in my, you know, many don't answer the phone. I have contacts in my phone. I'll 60, 70. Don't answer. And those are all people that just rubbed me the wrong way.
So you had the meeting, they walked away. They didn't want to go with you. And then
as soon as I get in my truck, you
leave a note.
No, as soon as I get in my truck in front of their house, I'll save that number as do not answer. I have 60,
smart.
70.
It's good. Right away.
You know? So I don't mind it.
Because you'll know next time because they will kind of reach out to you.
Oh, of course they will. I would say well over 50% of the ones that tell me they don't want to go with me because of my price or because of my timeline. Some people don't want to wait 7 weeks for me to get in there, but I'm slammed. I'm booked. But I'll over 50% will call me if it re-leaks.
How much do you think clients are educated regarding the airborne issues if you don't address this? Mm. And what I'm talking about is that so all of a sudden you'll see water damage because the inside is completed.
For sure.
So you'll see bubbling of the paint. Yep. You might see a little bit of discoloring.
On the baseboard.
And then all they do is they bring in a handyman to come in and they'll just repaint, plaster, fix a few things. How many people do they realize that there's mold forming behind there now?
I think less than 10% maybe understand the severity of potential mold cultures and spores in the air of their house after they see. By the time you see that water damage, you should definitely rectify the issue even behind the wall. Don't just bring somebody in and waterproof it and just leave it the way it is, because
you
the
health risk, what's been saturated.
100%.
Yeah.
But I would say less than 10% actually understand the severity of the potential of the health risks that come with
that. So then they don't have the experience to turn around and say that you're expensive.
I agree with 100%.
Because they haven't done the homework on what the severity is associated with not doing this properly.
100%. I've asked a few people that, you know, sometimes you do like three walkthroughs and you're back and forth and they still, and I'm like, okay, well,
three walkthroughs.
Yeah. Because sometimes I'll go in there, let's say, and I'll give them a quote for this area that's leaking. And then they'll think about it and they'll say, you know what? How do we know that there aren't other areas that are leaking? And I'll go back and we'll kind of look for some signs. And then, you know, sometimes they'll be like, okay, cool. I really think you want to do it. We want to go with you. And I'll go for like the final walkthrough where after they've demoed the basement, so I can really, really assess the rest of the basement. And then they'll still tell me, oh, you know, I think you're a little bit too pricey. And I'll say, okay, but what is it that made you feel like I'm too pricey? Just because you saw a price from another guy that's cheaper than me? Like, what basis are you going off of to know that he's going to do the same thing that I'm going to do, the quality that I'm going to do, but he's just charging you $40 a linear foot less?
Do they only compare it to one other price?
I think the majority of people that are going to shop around that aren't a referral, they're probably getting three.
Good for them. They should be.
I told them all the time.
Minimum
three. The more, the better. I told them all the time. Customers tell me, oh, you know, I have another two guys coming. I said, that's great. Listen to what they have to say. If you have any questions about my scope or even about their scope, call me and we'll discuss it. But I urge them to do that. If it's not a referral. If it's a referral, they're obviously coming to me for a reason. But if it's not a referral, I urge them, do your homework. Do your due diligence. Call fucking five people, six people. Really, really, you know. And then you can kind of grasp, okay, well, these three, they're all roughly the same. And these three, they're significantly lower per linear foot. But why are these three? And why are these three around the same? So, you know, it's relatively competitive pricing. Obviously, I'm a little bit on the higher end, but I think the quality speaks for that.
I was always annoyed having conversations with clients about finishings.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because they would be talking to you about which appliances should I go with. And if they already presented me their options on what they're considering, three of them, and if they're in the same ballpark, I'm like, at that point, each one of those units are going to do exactly what you're looking for and is literally just an aesthetic and function that you prefer at that point.
100%.
But then I was always fascinated by having conversations about waterproofing or about behind the scenes, about weather stripping this and membraning all the windows. I was membraning windows before people were membraning windows, right? Sure. So it's like you started doing the research and I was more fascinated about that because you can't change that shit later on. To change that shit later on is major. To change your fucking appliance.
Very minimal.
Is a phone call and a transfer of money.
Yes.
That's all it is.
Literally.
Right? Yeah. So it's like, you know, but that's what that's the conversations that the clients want to have with the designers in there. Look at the knobs here. Look at the opening of here. Look at, you know, the ice dispenser here. Look at all that. I'm going, that doesn't fucking do anything for me at all.
No.
If you're looking at a sub, Fisher, and all the same kind of ballpark, it's a personal preference at that point.
That's right.
If I want to save your house from ever leaking, this is what needs to be done.
That's right.
Yeah. And you want to hire, I used to always tell people, you never haggle over spray foam. You never haggle over waterproofing.
That's right.
You never haggle over a framer.
No, never.
You know what I mean? Like, you get your quotes.
Yep.
And the thing is, if you're getting three, four, maybe five, they should all be within 5 or 10 points.
100%.
Now you're hiring off of personality and character.
Oh, 100%. And okay, being personable and being likable definitely helps sell the job. And okay, cool. Everybody wants to work with somebody that has made them feel comfortable or given them some peace of mind with the issue that they're going to tackle. But all of that stuff you mentioned, waterproofing, insulation, spray foam, framing, that's all stuff that, like you said, can't be fucking changed after. And that's all stuff that you're never going to see. But that's the most important shit. Who gives a shit about the knobs on your washing machine? Do you want your basement to leak? Do you want your walls to bow? Do you want your roof to continue to stand? Like, those are all, these are all very, very important things, but because they don't see these things at the end, it's almost like they completely disregard it as important. And I think that's a lack of knowledge as well. A lack of knowledge, a lack of questions. And like you said, competitive pricing, the reputable guys are anywhere between 5 and 10 to 15 points off of each other. And that should speak volumes when you're getting 6 quotes and these guys are 40 points lower. I know. It should speak volumes.
It's not what's wrong with the guys who have the right price. No. It's what's wrong with the guys who have the wrong price.
Exactly. Like, there has to be a reason why they feel like they're going to be able to waterproof your home for significantly less. Unless they're starving for work, they're new, they're trying to get a referral base, I could understand that, because back in the day when I first started, yeah, I was probably doing jobs for, you know, if I was really slow, I'll go $30 less a linear foot than I know I'm worth because I wanted that referral.
But you were doing that job in that neighborhood, hoping that neighbors would look at it.
For sure.
And then all of a sudden you would charge the correct price on the other jobs.
Exactly. And then I would make up for whatever I lost.
It was a marketing strategy. That's all it was, right?
But some of the prices I hear per linear foot are honestly drastic. And it's like, how? He's either going to make $0 or he's going to cut corners.
Yeah. Those are the only two options on the table.
And odds are he's not losing. He's not making $0.
He's
going to
make a little bit.
That's right.
Simple as that.
100%.
I once if we had that snow, we had a lot of snow. Same with the Northeast.
Oh, yeah.
New York, New Jersey. They got a lot of snow too.
Yep.
It's like everybody becomes the professor of ice damming now.
Of course.
Let's start having conversations about ice damming. I go, no. Let's start having conversations about clients who chose roofers who installed inferior products and then vetoed putting the ice and water shield membrane on the first 6 feet because your house doesn't start at the eaves trough.
No.
It starts at the wall.
That's right.
So your first row is basically one third of your roof line now. So you need a second row.
For sure.
And then all these professors of ice damming started coming out on social media going, well, this is the reason why you're seeing water come into your house now.
Oh, yeah.
It's because you hired a cheap roofer who didn't use a membrane. Because when you have severe weather, if you build right, the house will stand it.
Of course.
Simple as that.
Of course.
Whether it's on the foundation or the roof or the windows, if you build it correctly using the right products, severe weather is when you have the ultimate test.
Of course.
Consider expert plumbing and drains. When it comes to plumbing, you need someone who's not just skilled, but truly cares about the job they do. Someone like Aaron Bolin and his team at Expert Plumbing and Drains. Aaron has been in the trade for years, and he's built his reputation on one thing, commitment. Commitment to his craft, his crew, and most importantly, to you, the client. At Expert Plumbing and Drains, it's not just fixing pipes. It's about delivering the best possible service every single time on every single project. So whether you're dealing with a leaky faucet, a stubborn drain, or planning a full plumbing overhaul, Aaron and his team are ready to tackle it all with skill, integrity, and a passion for excellence. Need help now? Call Expert Plumbing and Drains at 905-531-4111. That's 905-531-4111. Or visit them at www.expertplumbinganddrains.com and on social media at Expert Plumbing and Drains Canada. Experience the difference of working with a team that's dedicated to getting the job done right. Because at Expert Plumbing and Drains, your satisfaction is their top priority. You can also email Aaron directly at aaron@expertplumbinganddrains.com. Expert Plumbing and Drains, where expertise meets care. This message is proudly supported by The Construction Life.
I just made a post about that the other day. Like, it's not the grading around your house that caused the water in your foundation. It's not the amount of snow that we got that your house in Canada should be able to maintain and work against. It's the fact that you either brought somebody in to waterproof your foundation who did a shit job, or your foundation isn't waterproofed. Because if I come in and waterproof it, next year if we get 6 fucking feet of snow, your basement's still dry. And it's warranted in writing that it's going to be. So, like,
feel good that your neighbor's going to leak.
Yeah.
And they'll blame you.
Yes.
But that's not what happened.
That's right. You know,
you protected your dwelling.
100%.
And they haven't protected theirs.
Yeah. You paid $20,000 this year. But then next year, when your neighbor has $70,000 worth of damage in his basement because he didn't want to spend the $20,000 when you did, now you're up $70,000. And you have peace of mind.
Yeah, but they don't think that way.
They don't.
They think about, are we going to keep this house? Are we going to move out? Are we going to stay here?
Too.
I get it. Right? I think people, if they were, it's almost like fucking Tinder construction, eh?
Yeah, swipe.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they
of
just
course.
Swipe. They
of
just course. Leave.
It's all based on what
it's
you see.
It's got problems, we're leaving.
Yeah.
Instead of fix the problems.
You'd be surprised how many clients, after seeing a price, they say, oh, you know what? We're probably not going to go with it. We're just going to try to deal with it because we're planning to move in 2-3 years. And if that's the route you want to go, okay.
Yeah, but does it not help the sale of the house if you tell them, listen, we recently waterproofed this 100%. Whole dwelling. It's 100% bone. We've already gone through 2 winters.
Yeah.
We've not had a single issue whatsoever.
That's exactly
a selling feature for selling your fucking house.
That's one of the only reasons why I make my warranty transferable. Because if after 10 years you want to sell your home, the first thing somebody's going to look at with my mindset when I'm buying a home is the roof good? Is the foundation good? Right? So if they come and say, listen, we had an issue 10 years ago, it's been waterproofed and now it's been dry for 10 years, and you get the remaining 15 years of that guy's warranty, I promise you I'm going to buy that house first.
Yeah.
So
they don't want that headache.
You want that peace of mind. You don't want to fucking buy a house and the first time it rains or the first time the snow melts, you have a shop back downstairs ready and you're dreading walking down that last few steps to see if it's dry. So
I can't even imagine new subdivisions. What are they? Are they just putting drainage board on?
Some of them are doing like the minimal damp proofing, where they're literally just throwing that brown Delta board on, weeping tiles fucking like a roller coaster, this much gravel on top of the weeper, no top straps.
Are they not spraying anything? Are they not?
Some guys will go in with that brown primer shit, grade stuff.
Yeah,
and not like the good EPRO. Like, there's good spray on ones that really, really do a good job. Like, but they're doing like that builder grade minimal bullshit, and you know, you get 3-year warranty on it. By the time you fucking realize it's leaking, it's no longer under warranty. It's not, you know, tight form holes for port foundations, wide open. It's sad to see. You'd be surprised how many houses that are less than 10 years old that were already going in.
Inspection wise, if there's a hole and you can see through it,
these guys are either taking fucking boosters before they do the walkthrough, putting it in their pocket and then leaving, or boosters. You know, yeah, like, you know, when you go to a wedding and you give them the booster, you know,
it is.
So they're taking that booster bribe before they walk in, or they work specifically with this guy and they make their money and they're just
the envelope
not,
is like a it's like a blinder, like
100%. There's so many different reasons why it could be happening, but sometimes it's like how did you miss that?
There's hundreds of homes to look at.
It could be that
so few inspectors.
I feel like that plays a role too.
And I think there's an exchange of money going on between the builder.
Of course there is.
There has to be. That's it.
Look
at this. I go back to, it's like the whole human nature thing. You got an inspector who shows up on a site. On his docket, he probably has, I don't know, 50 homes he's got to look at today.
Sure.
And if I just saw 10.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I only got 40 homes. And then I go to the next one and I go, hey,
now I got 30.
I just got 20. That's it. Keep on going, right?
For sure.
And look, it's not even lunch and I finished my day.
And he's fucking 2,000 up. You know what I mean? It's a good day. That's 10,000 a week plus your pay. You know, with early days, 5 days a week.
Tax free.
Boosters are tax free, right? Cash speaks, right? But it's sad.
It's part of the industry,
but it's sad part of the industry, man. Because, you know, homeowners, again, aren't a lot of time very knowledgeable about what they should be looking for. And they spend their hard-earned money and they take some years to even just save up that down payment. And, you know, it's a sad part of our industry. It puts a really bad taste in people's mouths about our industry, which is very, very sad. For an honest guy trying to make it in this industry, it's very sad.
I should probably reach out, see if I can do like ride along inspections.
Hold on, I think
wouldn't that be fucking funny?
I think that would be so fucking amazing. I think you would be the perfect person for it.
I'd be like, how are you passing that? Like, I can see right inside the foundation.
You would crush dreams out there.
I would like, hang on, I got to photograph this. No, this is too good. We got to make a video here. I need you to stand. Bring the builder over here. You got to be inside here, man. You're the star. Look at this hole right here. You're gonna backfill. You're waiting like it's backfilling right now.
Oh man, I think that
sub-zero window, that's what it's subterranean window, right?
Unreal, man. I think you'd be the perfect person for
I don't think I'd probably be threatened.
For sure they try to push you out as fucking fast as possible, man.
But there should be right along inspections.
I agree 100%. I agree. For homeowners, you'd be a blessing.
For the hacks out there, you'd be a nightmare.
You think they would want to know? What I don't see, what I don't hear.
Yeah, out of sight, out of mind.
The house is okay for the first 5 years. It's not our problem.
Yeah, you're probably right.
We're told not to renovate our basement for the first maybe year or two. Because they need to have the pond.
For sure.
We have a pond in the basement right now.
The indoor koi pond in the basement?
Exactly, right? Oh, going to get brutal. Fish right now.
Fucking brutal,
don't push
man.
Fish in there. They're going to die. They're going to die.
Get an air purifier ASAP.
But it's all money because you got to think 100 houses, whatever. And if you can save $1,000 off every house, that's a lot of money for the builder.
It's a lot of money, man. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of their bottom line, man.
And it's a headache that the clients will deal with. And unfortunately, the market will just pass that headache on to the next homeowner.
For sure. They'll literally just keep passing it on and on and on and on until somebody.
Why don't we just build houses that just last a long time?
Because it affects their bottom line, I think. It affects their bottom line, and ultimately,
these products are not lasting as long as they're.
Yeah, some of
maybe for two reasons, they're not installed correctly because the person installing it is not informed enough to install it.
I agree.
They need to be asking questions on how it should be done.
Yeah.
Maybe they need to go to a seminar. Maybe they need to shadow somebody who's done it before.
For sure.
And then maybe the other side is that the product fucking sucks. There's a lot of products in every division of construction that comes into the market because someone will buy that product.
Of course.
People did buy Hyundai Ponies. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It wasn't a fucking nice car, man.
No.
But they bought it. They improved on it.
For sure.
They never brought it back. It was only that two or three generation. No, not even.
Not even.
It was just one generation.
Yeah. Just like people bought Flex Seal in a fucking can and thought they can.
Shit,
you know what I mean? So...
They still sell that shit.
They still do, but I don't think it's as...
They approached me to endorse it.
Get real. Yeah. Did they really?
A few years back, they approached me and I was like, guys, I can't, man.
Are you crazy?
I'll do it as a joke. Like, I'll be entertained by
a spoof,
this.
Yeah.
But I can't legitimately say... This will fucking do everything,
it's
man.
It's crazy to think. Like,
no, but it does. It does. It's really good.
You see the guy on the boat in the infomercial? Come on. He put the screen door on the bottom of the boat.
They'd be like, can you imagine, man? He's fucking endorsing Flex Seal. Like, he's totally fucking sold out right now.
You got a booster for sure.
He's got Ryobi next week. That's what's going on.
you took a booster for sure. For sure.
And then you catch me at China Tire and all of a sudden I'm like, look at this Mastercraft carbide blade. It will cut through everything.
Everything and anything. Everything.
That burning's normal. Don't worry about that.
It's okay. Don't worry about it.
And that screeching, that's probably at 185, whatever. No, yeah, that's real. That's normal. Don't worry.
Brutal, man. Brutal. I mean, I think in my line of work, though, there's materials that I use now that I learned on 20 years ago that I know are tried and true.
The company's rep.
Like AquaBlock, Baker AquaBlock, the Yellow Jacket.
Henry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Henry's a good company.
Very,
how long
very
they been
good.
Around a century?
Long time. It must be a long, long time.
Yeah,
a long, long time. You know, like there's certain hydraulics that are better than others. What do you got? There we go. Look at that.
Which one is it? Because this is their whole catalog.
Baker AquaBlock.
What color is it?
It's black and yellow.
Oh, so maybe it's not in this book because this was more for the. No, here you go. You got blue skin for the foundation.
Yeah.
AquaBlock. Here it is.
Yeah.
720/30.
720,
Yeah, it's right here on the picture.
That's that product is, I literally learned on that product in the early 2000s. That's what I learned to use. And it's tried and true.
What is it? This? No, it's not. What is it? What's the number again?
7238, I believe.
7238.
I could be wrong. Don't quote. I've been using it for years, but I just look at the bucket.
770/06. There it is, right there, man.
See, here we go. That's a tried, tested, and true product that literally guys have been using since the early 2000s, even before. And I still use that to this day.
Because it's never failed.
It's never fucking failed.
They've done the research.
The only time it's failed is, like you said, it's not applied properly.
That's when it starts.
That's the only time it fails.
That's because of the person who's installing it doesn't give a shit.
100%. Or they weren't taught. But they, ultimately, they just don't give a shit.
I had a good laugh this morning. I was talking to a GC, and he got busy, and he couldn't be on site. And he left the marks of where the flooring should start, like the straight line, because it's an open concept.
Okay.
And so he left everything there, and then he just said to the guys, listen, just extend the mark there, right? So he extended the mark, but he put the mark on the sliding door.
No.
Not on the frame. So someone at some point opened up the sliding door. It changed the mark position.
Oh, no.
And so then the flooring was 2.5 inches off.
Oh, no.
And I was like, that's kind of funny. It sucks, but it's kind of funny that you put the mark on a moving section of a door.
Crazy.
So anyone can move it, and all of a sudden you think it's up. But then that's just blinders.
But that's just a lack of common sense.
Come on, you should be thinking, well, hang on a sec. Why is this? This doesn't look straight. I'm looking at this.
Something's going on. Like, even as you start to install it, like, wait a minute. Something's a little off here.
It sucked because the floor had to be ripped up.
For sure. And he's got to cover that, right? Comes out of his pocket.
Or the sub. Or it becomes a conversation. The part of that I don't like, it's going to become a conversation when the job's wrapping up.
Yes, it won't happen
when it's happening. It's only going to be a conversation for the GC.
All the time.
That's what I don't like.
That's the worst part about it.
It's a bargaining chip now.
Of course it is. Now they're utilizing that. They're holding that.
Remember the delay? Remember we had to do the floor again?
That's right.
Had nothing to do with us. It had everything to do with your guys and you.
Yep.
I know, it sucks. I always, that's the first thought I have when something like that happens.
For sure. The haggle at the end, right?
At the end.
That's.
And it's, they justify, I don't agree with it, but they justify it.
They justify it. I don't agree with it either because I think we're on the other end of it, but they try to justify it for sure. But that's, I feel like sometimes they see that and they're like, oh, fuck, amazing. Okay. I'm going to hold this in my pocket here until the end.
Oh, they totally do that.
For sure. Yeah, all the time.
They totally do that.
You know, man. Snakes in the grass, man.
Attention subcontractors and skilled trades. Are you looking for your next big opportunity? 2x2 Construction is expanding and is on the hunt to grow our top-tier network of professionals. Whether you're a carpenter, plumber, or roofer, etc., if you can deliver top-quality craftsmanship, offer competitive pricing, and your communication is where we shine, we want to hear from you. At 2x2 Construction, we value strong partnerships. From multiplexes to garden suites, we're all about building better together, and we want you to be a part of it. Reach out today at info@2x2construction.ca or connect with us on Instagram at 2x2 Construction. Join the 2x2 Construction team where great work meets great people. This message is proudly supported by The Construction Life.
Snakes in the grass.
It's just funny you brought that up, and I'm like, I've got the actual.
It's amazing.
No, I like Henry a lot, man. I mean, I like their products.
Great products, man.
They got great products for your house, right?
Great products to make
your house last a long time.
Yes, longevity. Like, that's what their quality and longevity. That's what
I know they're not pretty products.
They're not.
It's fucking membranes, and it's got like certain technology in it to let it wick water or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But it's very functional. It's pretty for me.
Oh, I'll take functionality over aesthetics when it comes to longevity and structural stability of my home every day, every single day, you know. But again, a lot of people don't have our mindset. You know, they're just either lack of knowledge or just lack of care, and they just like the pretty aesthetics and shit like that, and they're not thinking like we're thinking.
You know, as much as like everybody's talking about ice damming, and it's always a hot topic, whatever is going on in the industry.
Of course.
You know what nobody's been talking about lately in a little while?
Hmm.
Flipping.
Yeah.
Nobody's fucking talking flipping now. I ain't seen the flippers out there going, this is how I made my money. You know what I mean? All that shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, because you can't make money flipping these days.
It's very, very difficult.
I don't even know if you'll be able to make money flipping 5 years from now. I don't know what this landscape's going to look like.
It seems like there's been a huge decline in it, or people that are endorsing it, definitely in the last 5 years. Because you used to see it all the time.
All the time.
All the fucking time. TV shows, guys on Instagram flossing with
it. Who's that guy on the boat? The Asian guy. Tom Vu? No, Vu?
Oh.
With all the chicks?
Is it Vu?
I can't remember his name.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah, I don't know his name.
I can't remember his name. But you don't see any of that shit.
No, you know. There's definitely a lack
of
it going on.
You see a version of it now. You know what the version of it is now? Is influencing kind of... influencers, like
of course.
Ambassadors, like
of course.
Listen to me, right?
Yeah.
I had one reach out to me recently, and he was like introducing himself. Every time I get a message that doesn't start with my name, and now this shit's gonna change because someone's gonna fucking listen, right? If it doesn't start with my name, with spelled with two N's in it,
that's right.
Right? Then I know for a fact you don't know who the fuck I am.
Definitely.
And obviously, then the second sentence is always about what I produce and my content.
Of course.
But it's never specific, it's generic.
Very.
So I'm like, okay, so you don't pay attention to what I'm doing, right? And then all of a sudden, I already know they're trying to sell me something.
Okay.
And then they're like, how's your business going? And I'm like, it's good. And all of a sudden, they'll follow up the next message. And I go, listen, I don't care what you're selling. I'm not buying. I'm not interested. And then it's fucking crickets after
for
that.
Sure. Of course. It's.
I can't. I'm not interested, man.
I can't. Like, I, you know, kudos to you for trying, but I just can't give you that time of day for that kind of shit, man.
And these days, in the back of my head, I mean, to be honest, am I talking to a fucking robot or am I talking to a person?
You know, sometimes I genuinely feel like people that are like those random DMs, fucking it's a bots, fucking robot, man. For sure. It has to be. You can almost feel just through the DM. It's like, are you even a real fucking person, man? Probably not.
They should just put a picture of fucking C-3PO or something like that, right? It's just like, but I get it because they probably have some sort of app.
It's, for sure.
You can send out 1,000 messages in an hour or some for shit sure. like that.
They just flood.
Maybe one hits,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, I'm sure that there's a couple people that fall for that kind of shit.
We just found out recently, have you been hit up by Facebook messages and compromising your account and all this other shit?
So it hasn't happened to me, but
I've gotten a bunch of them.
Really? So they're basically trying to get into your account.
I just delete it. I'm like, because I occasionally check Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I went on and all of a sudden I see all these messages and I'm like, who the fuck are all these people? And then according to these people, my account should have been shut down like 2 months ago.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, no, I have seen that.
You get a message saying that your account's been compromised.
Flagged or something.
Flagged or something.
In 5 days, it's going to be deactivated.
If you don't click this link, you deactivate. And I'm like...
I did.
I'm not clicking on any...
No, I don't click on any attachments, any ever. Even ones that come in through text, none of that shit. Because who knows what they're going to do. But yeah, I think I did see one recently, but like... A month after they sent it, I'm like, okay, well, it's still up. So something must have either happened. Either I rectified the problem or, yeah, I guess it's a bot.
I just know that there's some fishiness going on there. Shit's going on. And the truth is that I shut off all my notifications. Eh? Yeah. So I don't get messages right away.
I don't blame you.
I did that on purpose because Manny wants his time back, right?
That's right.
It's a little frustrating because you could send me a message and then Steve was trying to get a hold of me last night and it was just phone call after phone call after phone call and then missed call, missed call, missed call. And then it was text message. I wake up in the morning and you've got your messenger on your desktop
and
I see a message from him. He goes, are you okay? And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then I look at it and I'm going, what the fuck? How many times you call me, man? And then I speak to him today. I go, what is it? What's the emergency? He goes, No, I'm just seeing how you're doing. What the fuck, dude? Why are you saying all this shit? I don't understand. Like, I thought it was like you're literally in a ditch dying or something like that.
Something bad is going on.
But then again, if you were, you're dead because I'm not coming.
Yeah.
Because I never got until the next morning, right? So sorry. Then now I'm speaking to a ghost from the afterlife.
Sorry about that,
That's
man.
A bigger fucking problem I
That's
got going
even
on.
Even scarier. That's even scarier.
So if I don't get back to you right away, I apologize, but there's a reason.
For
Manny
sure.
got tired of all the dings, all the notifications. I was being distracted.
Yeah.
I want serenity. I want some fucking... You can just stay clear, man. Like, some we still peace. Have a life, right?
Some peace, you know? The business takes up so much of your life, and then you have kids, and I get it, but sometimes just that peace, that quiet for an hour.
I feel like if you gave the option to a lot of tradespeople that have businesses and they're running the business day to day, the grind, seven days a week. And all you young people think that all the business owners are making all the cake.
Yeah.
Start factoring in about how many other pieces or ingredients are included in that cake.
Yeah.
That has to be all covered in there. So we're not making all the cake all the time.
No.
But I kind of feel like if you were to go up to these entrepreneurs, what if I just took all this away from you tomorrow? You didn't have to worry about all this shit tomorrow. I think you would feel like Brooks from Shawshank Redemption.
100%.
What am I going to do with my life now?
Literally, I think it'd be very confused. What the fuck do I do now?
What am I going to do? I'd be like, I'm lost. It's like, I'm isolated. Like, you know, Red was talking about, what do you call that? I'm conditioned or something like that. Institutionalized.
Institutionalized, yeah.
I think a lot of contractor entrepreneurs are institutionalized.
I think we are. I think, Yeah, wow, when you say it like that.
What if it's like a switch tomorrow? Someone comes up, they just wave a wand, they go, here, you have no more money problems, you'll survive. You're not luxury, you ain't going to be in Dubai and shit like that. You're not on the boat with the fucking guy and the girls and shit, but you're taking care of the same money you make as your business, and now you just shut it off. You're like, what am I going to do tomorrow?
I don't know what I would do.
What the fuck do I do tomorrow?
I really don't know what I would do.
I think you're not the only one.
That's kind of scary when you think about it. I don't think I've ever really taken that in.
Because there is going to be that day one day. Has to be.
Scary, man. It's scary to think. I think about it sometimes like what's going to happen when it comes to a point where I don't have to do this anymore? If that ever happens. It's kind of scary.
Well, it's not if. There is going to be a day that you're not going to do this anymore.
For sure, yeah.
You're going to be either handing it off to somebody else to run the business.
Yeah.
You're going to let them, and whenever they have a problem, they can at least reach out to you.
For sure. Yeah.
And then ask you a question. But yeah, that day is going to come for everybody. Like, everybody needs to understand there was a beginning to your construction life, and there was a middle, and then there's going to be an end.
I think I'll be more okay with the end if it's my children that take the business. I think I'll be okay with
it. What if they don't want it?
If they don't want it and somebody wants to buy it from me, then, you know, all the power to you. And I would still probably hope that they would reach out to me if they have any questions and stuff, just so that I feel useful.
Yeah.
But yeah, it'd be kind of scary. Kind of scary.
And now you got all this time. You can do whatever you want, right?
And then what would you do?
You just start, I don't know.
I think I'll probably just start playing more guitar, to be honest. That's about it.
Do that.
That's probably all I'd
go
do.
Go by the job sites while they're waterproofing and just play the guitar.
Hey, man, I think that...
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, I think that would be very, very invigorating.
Who is the best guitarist out there?
Oh, that's hard to say, man.
It depends, right?
I think it depends on genre. It depends on... time. Oh, dude, like,
I'm pretty sure you're not going to say a name from an artist from the last 20 years. No, I wouldn't say that. Artist from the last 10 years.
I mean I had some favorite bands, like, whew, I think Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine was one of my go-tos. I really liked Head and Monkey from Korn. I was a huge Korn fan. But then there's like the classic guys, you know, like Jimmy Page and Jimi Hendrix. Like,
yeah,
those guys are iconic. Even Kurt Cobain, you know, it's hard to say, man. It's hard to say. But I think there's so many musicians that
are the new ones.
I don't even really know many new ones, to be completely honest. I'm still listening to music that I was listening to fucking 20 years ago, you know? So it's hard to say. In regards to like the new guys, it's really, really hard to say. I don't even think I know any. Like, I'm listening to, like, Slipknot and Korn and Deftones and...
I was always impressed with, like, Prince and Kravitz.
Oh, those guys are iconic.
And even DeBarge, right? Not DeBarge, Darby. Because they played a variety of different instruments, right?
Kravitz and Prince, for sure.
Right? Those guys are iconic. They can get on the drums, on the guitar, the bass. They can do every piano.
Yeah, everything.
They can do all that. And they were writing shit. But I'm like, who is that today?
You know, as crazy as it might sound, actually, I've been, for some reason, it's been popping up on my YouTube. Justin Bieber seems like he's pretty musically inclined.
Does he play?
I've seen him playing piano. I've seen him playing guitar. I don't know if that's relatively new, but he seems to be relatively musically inclined in regards to, like, instruments and stuff. But nowadays, I think a lot of it is, like, digital. A lot of it's, like, that keyboard stuff. And
does Taylor Twitt? Does she fucking play music?
I don't know, man.
I can't stand her, man.
Hey, she's not my cup of tea.
But does she play? Does she play guitar? She plays guitar?
I've seen her, I think.
Does she play piano?
Does she really play, though? Does she really fucking play?
Like, How does she have three concerts in one city? The Bangles fucking played.
Those guys play.
You know what I mean? Like, they played.
Yes.
Bananarama.
Bananarama.
They fucking played. Like, so I'm just wondering, Taylor Swift, did she fucking play? Like,
I don't know, but guitar, it's still shocking guitar, right? to me that, like, how probably the just fuck guitar. Does she have three concerts back to back to back in our city?
It just proves to me how many stupid people are on this planet.
Very, very lacking in the brain category.
It's distraction.
Yeah, of course it is.
Everybody wants to be distraction.
Of course.
You got this young generation talking about, yeah, you guys just would smoke and read the newspaper and watch TV. I go, and what are you doing with that device right now?
The same shit.
You're like, there's so many memes going on right now. It's like finally getting up from the toilet and my legs are all fucking stiff, right? Sure, because
they've been sitting there for 40 minutes on the phone. On the phone. 10 minutes. They were done 10 minutes in. My oldest son was all the time. I'm like, dude, get off the toilet, man.
It's just get off the toilet. Get outside and go for a walk.
Yeah.
Whenever I go for a walk, I never bring my phone.
Oh, I mean, either.
Is it a good move? Maybe not, because what if something happens and I need to make an emergency, whatever, but...
It's a risk I'm willing to take.
I don't want to be distracted.
Yeah.
I don't... That's why I did the notification.
When I go up to my trailer, sometimes I'll shut my phone off. If I'm with my kids, I shut my phone off completely.
See, because now you could be in the moment.
Literally, and you you seize the day, and you really take in every moment. Like, that phone
Nobody does that. They all have to capture the moment.
Yeah.
And then they don't look back on the photo.
Yeah.
But they just post it.
Yeah.
And then they think that's the same thing as living in the moment. Yeah. And I'm like, you need some help because that's not.
It's crazy.
You should be just accepting the moment. And if you missed it because your device, you appreciated the sunset. The other day, like last week, we were on site just to get the snow on the Maida Barn project, right?
Yeah.
So Bob and I just showed up there, and I was like looking at the, I think sun's rising about 6:30 or something like that. Wasn't sure if it was going to be overcast or what. We don't know. Because up there, it's like, it changes on a daily basis. Hit or miss. Right? So all of a sudden, we get there, and we're like, where the fuck's the sun? So all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, is there sun coming, or what's the story? I'm like, I'm looking up going, there's no cloud. Where's the sun? Then we start trying to picture the path. Yeah. And then sure enough, around 7:11, started just cresting right over. And it was like this huge glow spotlight coming in. He had the drone going up there. I was enjoying the moment.
Yeah.
Attention aspiring tradespeople and entrepreneurs. Looking to break into the skilled trades or start your own home service business? Meet TradeLinks Consulting, your go-to partner for success. At TradeLinks Consulting, they're passionate about helping you find the right trade, build your business, and mentor the next generation. Whether you're exploring your options or ready to take the plunge, they offer tailored career consulting and startup guidance to get you on the right track. Visit them at www.tradelinkconsulting.ca today and book your personalized strategy session. Your future in the skilled trade starts here. This message is proudly supported by The Construction Life.
I was just at the Korn concert in September, and like I hadn't been to a concert in maybe 10, 15 years. And I'm watching them on stage, and then I'm watching them on stage, but I'm looking at, everybody's got their phone.
Yeah.
They're looking at their phone. They're not looking at the stage. And I'm like, this shit's really changed from when I was 20 years old. Like, this is.
At least put a video of a lighter on your phone screen.
Something,
please.
You know, put something. But yeah, no, it was kind of crazy. I'm looking at my brother too, and I don't think he took it in, but like all you just see is phones up. And everybody's looking at their phone. Nobody's looking on stage.
Think Freddie Mercury, Live Aid, if it happened today, what that would look like by the crowd. It would just be all phones, documenting everything.
100%.
Not being in the fucking moment.
Yeah, not really appreciating what's really happening in front of you and taking it in. And yeah, I almost feel like you're stealing enjoyment out of it from yourself with like that.
Having the moment will stay in your head a lot longer than having the documented.
100%.
You'll share it to your fans.
For sure.
Fuck them. I don't care.
Take a couple pictures, but just mentally connect with that.
And then the other thing that they do that I can't stand is like you try to have a conversation with somebody, and then they'll be like, yeah, I captured that. I shot a video.
Oh, yeah,
everybody. I did that, right?
Of course.
And then they start scrolling through.
Looking for it for 10 minutes.
Looking for it, right? And I'm like, okay, it's close here. It's coming. And I'm like, why don't you just fucking talk about what you experienced in that moment instead of trying to figure out. You're not in a courtroom here trying to get any evidence or something like that.
That's right.
Just tell me what you experienced. Like the sun was coming up and
I feel like a description would be a lot more vivid than you looking at a video on my phone.
That's what I'm saying. It would be 100%.
Like you're really picturing it now and really, really.
But that applies to construction too. The same thing.
Of course.
You got to document certain things too. It could be whether it's documented for proof for inspections or for the homeowners, clients, shit like that. But do it. But also don't ignore the moment of like, listen, I've got skills. This is my skill set.
100%.
This is my job site. This is my business. This is my brand. Yep. Don't ever forget what you built.
100%. Oh, I think that's very important. Remember where you started.
Right?
Remember where you started and
how
what
get,
you
how
created.
It started? Yeah. How's it going?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where's it going to go?
I think about it all the time. I just sit in my shop sometimes. I think, fuck, man. I remember just having a little tiny storage unit or like tools in my basement in my townhouse and nowhere to fucking put anything and, you know, one beater truck and three shovels. Like, nah, and I'm, you know, I think being able to really sit down and take that in and those little wins, fuck, it means a lot. It means a lot, man. It means a lot. It really does. It really changes your perspective on how hard you're working.
Do you prefer mostly wood handle shovels?
Yeah. I don't like steel handle shovels. Wood handle, short, fat, easy to grip. Easier to dig in tight corners.
What about that other stupid shovel that's got the two handles now that everyone's trying to sell?
No, I don't. I would never even purchase that.
What is that?
Just shovel the fucking driveway with a normal shovel, man. And they got all these contraptions. I'm thinking, what is this? I feel like it would be even harder.
Well, they say that you don't have to bend over as much.
Yeah, but don't be fucking lazy and just bend over, man.
Yeah, just I don't understand why you're trying to.
Put in a little bit of effort. Don't worry,
robots are going to come in soon eventually, right?
For
everybody
sure.
Was showing that, huh? Plowing the drive
Yeah.
with the robot.
I saw.
The little
That little
Excel size robot vacuum thing or whatever, just shoveling. I was like, okay.
But then is that really pushing like 20 inches of snow?
Here's my thing. It don't look very heavy. Someone can come along and just pick it up.
For sure. Take that home.
Gone.
I'll punt that thing across the street.
Where's our robot? It didn't finish the driveway.
Field goal. That's where it is.
Someone stole it. It's clearing some other driveway right now. Technology these days.
Horrible,
man.
Horrible.
What else? We got to wrap it up soon. What else you want to chat about, man? Thanks. I'm going to have some more of those, man.
Ah, man.
Gifts are always welcome on the show.
Oh, for sure. Hey, you can't go wrong with Nutella-infused cannolis, man.
No.
But I just think it's going to be a good year. I think it's going to be a good year for the guys that are still playing hard.
The guys are ready.
Yeah, we're amped. I'm amped. We got a lot going on. We got a lot booked in. The snow kind of put a damper on when we were going to start. I was hoping to already start for exterior.
It's melting.
It's melting now.
I don't think there's any signs of any more snow
coming. I don't think it's going to. And now they're saying next week it's supposed to be like +8, +9. So good.
So this is really going
to
melt.
Bring that shit on. Like, let's go. I want it to heat up quick. But yeah, we're amped. Wait, I got some special things in my pocket that I'm going to try to get done this year. Just, you know, some levels that I want to tier to. And it's going to happen 100%. And I'm excited about it.
You hiring anybody? No, you're still hiring.
Well, I got the four, but I kind of want to branch off Alex and Sean to start running their own crews.
Good.
Like, they've already been doing that, but I want them to be like 100%. You've got this guy, you've got this guy, and then I'm going to take another one. So I'm actually... probably Monday or Tuesday, I'm going to go look at potentially buying two more trucks, just some used trucks, one for Alex, one for Sean. And then
they have their licenses, right?
Oh, yeah. Full G's. They're ready to go.
Not many 20-year-olds have their license.
I have four 20-year-olds that I'll put those 20-year-olds against any 20-year-olds you guys know in the GTA. Let's put some money on it. Put them to work. These guys will... blow guys out of the water, man.
You'll probably be arrested for
gambling,
inciting, I don't know, physical labor towards youth or something like that, right?
But they're ready to go. So I think it's going to, I think three crews running simultaneously.
That's going to be busy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm
good
ready.
For you, man.
I'm ready, man. Thank you. I appreciate it. I worked hard for it.
Haters still out there? Bullshit?
Every fucking day.
Really?
Yeah, every day. I get haters.
What, they got nothing else to do?
Yeah, they got nothing else to do, or they just nobody wants to just genuinely. A lot of people just genuinely don't want to see people win. I want to see everybody win. I don't hate on anybody.
You're right.
You know,
100% right.
But yeah, I get. You still got the hate. I still feel the malocchio coming fucking from nowhere. You know, I try to stay divinely protected. But yeah, you know. But there's also guys that praise every day that I have like really great conversations with every day about what they're doing, about what I'm doing, and. I'm trying to, you know, there's guys like you and guys that I watch on Instagram every day that motivate me every day. And I'm hoping that I'm trying to veer into potentially motivating some people this year to, you know, make your fucking dreams happen.
Yeah.
I'm hoping.
You could easily start a school, man. With the amount of people that I've had on this show, I can be like, here, you want a course in waterproofing?
For sure.
This is where you're going to go.
For sure. I would
love
to.
Show up ready to fucking learn and work.
Ready to work and learn. That's all I need you to do.
I guarantee you, after the first day, you'll be exhausted and you'll want to quit.
Guaranteed.
But that's when you actually are going to want to stay on it, man.
That's right. You come back the second day, you'll feel good about it. Guaranteed. Yeah, hey, you never know. That might be something down the future.
There's plenty of opportunity. Anybody who's like, listen, just get rid of all the people that are trying to fucking help this industry. If they're being paid by the government, I don't want them in the industry.
I agree. I think they're the first that need to go.
Yeah.
The first that need to go.
I didn't do these new questions. I'm going to ask you these questions. Well, majority of them, more than half are.
I'm down.
A person you would trade places for a day.
Ooh, wow. For a day?
For a day, a person.
One of my
I had someone say Putin, and I was like...
I think one of my kids.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just so that I could potentially see the difference, and maybe I can instill something in them for that day that will help them get through the future. I think one of my
kids... I'm not asking that question. You can't, like, plant something in there. It's not, like, back to the future.
Or even just going, one of my kids, just, like, maybe my youngest, my four-year-old. Listen,
buy some Bitcoin.
Yeah, you know, do something good with yourself.
Oh, man. Yeah. Okay, no, I like that.
Yeah.
Guilty pleasure.
Ooh, smoking.
Smoking?
Yeah.
Not vaping?
I don't vape.
But do people realize vaping is fucking dangerous?
It's worse. It's way worse than cigarettes. It has to be. It's fucking raspberry, blueberry chemicals.
I started following a page, Canadian Cigar Club or something like that.
I think I've seen them on Insta.
Yeah, I've been sharing some of it. I was like, you know what? This is in line with me.
That's it, yeah.
I've been sharing shit that's in line with me, and I don't care.
I think you always have, though.
Yeah.
You know?
I've been more vocal about it, but smoking, all right, cool. What brand do you smoke?
Blue Rothmans.
I still miss to this day the smell of smoke because it reminds me of my dad.
Yeah, it reminds me of my, just of every, all the men in my family.
It wasn't healthy, but it reminds me of my dad.
Of course.
What is your least favorite tool?
My least favorite tool? Wow. I would probably have to say the pick. I use it too much. I'm getting bored of it now. I'm getting too old to swing the pick. I loved it. It brought back in the day. Those
handles break.
Yeah, they're not built the same anymore either. I'm scared to swing that fucking thing.
What are they building it with?
That plasticky shit. Like
the composite?
Yeah, it's horrible. Horrible. I'm just getting too old for the pick now. I love it, but it's a love-hate relationship.
Biggest risk you ever took?
Ooh, I think starting this business in 2020.
Not that long ago. Right into the depths of COVID bullshit, right?
Yeah. But yeah, no, this bit, you know, leaving like a job where I was making relatively good money for my skill set and just taking that risk with two kids, it was...
It's paying off.
Yeah, well, for sure.
Best compliment you ever got?
Whew, you taught me something.
What is your favorite beverage?
Other than water and espresso, as horrible as it might sound, I'm going to say Red Bull.
Red Bull. Whatever fails to make you laugh.
Oh, my brother.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
He's the funny guy?
Oh, he's fucking hilarious, man.
Worst piece of advice you ever got?
Whew, don't ever change.
Why?
Because sometimes I think sometimes as you're tearing up, you have to change a little bit to get better.
Yeah, but people around you don't like that.
Yeah, fuck those people.
Cutting people off is not a bad thing.
Oh, I think it's an important thing to do that.
What profession other than your own would you like to attempt one day?
A profession? I would love to be one of those sculptors out of stone. Mm. Like out of limestone.
Mm.
Incredible, man.
That's artisan. That's skill, man.
Oh, very, very skill.
You got to understand your stones too, right?
Definitely.
Favorite curse word?
Fuck.
Favorite vehicle? Any mode of transportation?
I would probably have to say an old Cutlass Supreme or an old Cadillac Sedan DeVille.
Supreme.
Cutlass Supreme, white with red interior, big, bad, fat fucking tires. What was
the second one?
Cadillac Sedan DeVille, 86.
Oh.
So that was my first car ever that I bought.
In any Martin Scorsese movie.
Yeah, that was my first car that I ever bought for $400.
Sofa in the back.
You could live in there, man. You could live in there.
I love those cars.
I love them.
Last question. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at those pearly gates?
Your kids are going to be okay.
Yeah, it's nice to hear that, man.
Yeah.
Man, appreciate it so much.
I appreciate you more.
Thank you, man. Sure. It's always a pleasure to have you back.
Definitely, man. I love coming here.
Taking some time off. I know on the weekend you're busy.
It's okay, yeah.
Keep doing this shit. I'll pass by site again.
Yeah.
Say hello to the boys.
We're up and at it. We'll be outside in a couple of weeks, and we're steady,
it's
nice. Steady.
It's March.
I'm ready to go right now.
Which means that it gets warmer.
I'm ready to go right now. I woke up and there was sun this morning. This is incredible.
Summer's going to be here, and then summer's going to be gone.
We're ready. I'm ready to go. I'm ready for it all.
It's not going to be a bad year, everybody. Listen,
it's going to
be as bad as you want to make it.
That's right.
Because if you want to make it good, it's going to be as good as you want to make it.
Mindset is everything.
That's as simple as that.
For sure.
So the work is out there. You just got to hustle.
That's it.
And just be nice to your clients and deliver a good product, and they won't fuck you over, man.
No. Quality speaks volumes, man.
That's it, bro. We're out of here, man. Thanks.